Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, May 17th. Happy Monday, everyone. Or should I say Hoppy Monday? Because today's story is all about beer. Malt, hops, yeast, and water, that's what you need to make a pretty good pint. But a new brew released by Colorado-based New Belgium Brewing has all of that and still tastes disgusting. On purpose. Here's the backstory. Last month on Earth Day, New Belgium rolled out a new brew that's been turning heads at the pub. Called Torched Earth, the beer is made with hop extracts instead of fresh hops, malt extract instead of pure malt, and instead of purified water, the beer is made with water that's been tainted by smoke. New Belgium says those are the only ingredients that would be available in a future ravaged by climate change, a future with more droughts and wildfires and less access to fresh grains and pure water. Yes, this beer really is for sale in cans and on tap at New Belgium's breweries, but you might not have to rush to try it. We don't expect the limited supply to sell out anytime soon. That's because, as one taste tester shared on PorchDrinking.com, the beer tastes as it would if you left it out at a party and your friends used it as an ashtray. Appetizing, right? In a press release, New Belgium said it made Torched Earth to, quote, illustrate what the future of beer will look like if we don't get more companies to commit to aggressive climate action, unquote. All profits from the sale of Torched Earth will go to a nonprofit focused on climate activism. In terms of what they call aggressive action, well, you could argue that New Belgium's done that. They've worked to make their line of fat tire beers the U.S.'s first certified carbon neutral beer. And they've pledged to make all their beer carbon neutral by 2030. That's the year in which climate experts say climate change could be irreversible if we don't take action now. And New Belgium wants other companies to step up and make a plan, too, something that they say over 70% of Fortune 500 companies don't have right now. New Belgium CEO Steve Feckheimer says that he runs a medium-sized company, so it can only have a medium-sized impact. He says, quote, "We need more of the big guys to step up, too." The company has launched an online tool that lets you know which Fortune 500 companies have made climate action plans and which haven't. One of the big guys who does have a plan for 2030? Another beer maker with a sustained interest in keeping those hops as fresh as possible. AB InBev committed to securing 100% of their purchased electricity from renewable sources by 2025. InBev, which owns brands like Budweiser, Labatt Blue, and Michelob, made that big goal back in 2017 and says right now in the U.S. about 50% of its electricity comes from renewable sources. So, progress, but a long way to go in the next 4 years. You know, New Belgium says their newest brew is meant to be a wake-up call. And when it comes to companies publicly addressing climate change, well, that beer maker has really raised the bar. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmolsky. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. you know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.